Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So there are three researchers at the University of Pittsburgh in the School of Medicine. One of them is a medical doctor, Dr. Matthew Neal. Philip Spinella, Susan Shea, also involved in this project of developing or making or manufacturing the components or potentially synthetic blood, human blood. And what exactly would that do? There are so many people interested in what they're doing about the possibility of making blood in the lab. And Susan Shea, a PhD at UPMC in the Pitt School of Medicine, is joining us right now to talk about this remarkable bioengineering that is going on right now. Dr. Shea, thank you for being on KDKA. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm just amazed to think that we're having a conversation about making or manufacturing synthetic red blood cells or platelets or plasma or hemoglobin and making artificial blood. How close is this to happening?
Yeah, I mean, as you say, this is going to be an absolute game changer. So the importance really can't be overstated. We are really excitingly close, and so we're beginning on this endeavor to optimize the co-formulation of these components that already exist in their individual forms. So we're going to be working on testing the safety and efficacy when we put it all together and hopefully progress to use in humans in maybe 6 to 8 years.
So are we looking at making the individual pieces, meaning is somebody working on hemoglobin, somebody else is doing red blood cells, someone's doing platelets, someone's doing white blood cells, or is it a matter of manufacturing the whole thing all at once?
So it's a little bit of both, but as you say, things will be made individually first. So we're working with an artificial red cell that's made by a company called Kalocyte, and an artificial platelet, which is made by a company called HYMA. And then we're going to combine that with lyophilized plasma. And then what this effort is doing is working on putting those three things together in a co-formulation that can be administered immediately at the point of injury at the same time.
So the advantage to I can see a ton of advantages. Number one, whole blood can be kept for 42 days if it's refrigerated? Is my memory about right on that?
Yeah, it depends on the additive solution. That's very good. But yeah, some is even short as 3 weeks, up to 42 days. But that's a huge limit on its use and the ability to transport it. Obviously, the shelf life is a huge burden on maintaining an inventory.
I pride myself as a blood donor, so that's why it's in the back of my head. Mm-hmm. But, what about the shelf life of a synthetic as opposed to a natural biologic? Would it be longer? Would it give you more time until that product has to be used if it's synthetic?
Absolutely, yeah. So we're talking going from, that time scale of weeks to a month to possibly years. And not only that, but whole blood is currently stored in the fridge, so it requires cold chain capability. So when you're thinking about a rural environment, or an austere environment, getting that cold chain supply is really difficult and it makes transporting products difficult. So we're talking about a room temperature, shelf-stable product that could last for 3 years. This could be stockpiled. This could be stored. This could be put on ambulances and helicopters and very easily transported, which really will help us get products to bleeding patients at the point of injury really fast.
I think about military applications. I mean, how difficult that is for trauma surgeons there in the middle of a desert war that's going on. How do you have blood products that they would desperately need? If it's synthetic, that solves a myriad of problems for them, doesn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, that is one of the biggest benefits both at home and abroad, the ability to get that product there and not have to worry about its shelf life or putting it in the fridge.
So what is Pitt's role in this? Because I know University of Maryland is working on this as part of a $46 million grant that's out there. Pitt and Maryland sort of joining together on this. How have you sort of divided the division of labor, if you will, in terms of Pitt, you work on this, Maryland will work on this, and let's get together and sort of see where we are. How's that happened?
Yeah, so, you know, of course, this is a really complex effort, and optimizing this product and testing everything that it needs to do takes a bunch of institutions, and we're all collaborating together. Pitt specifically, we're focusing on testing the ability of this dried artificial blood to make clots. So we'll be working on its efficacy both, you know, in the bench and as it progresses, to make sure that when it is transfused, it will be able to clot.
How do you test that? Because at this point, obviously, I don't think that you're to the point, if you're saying 6 or 8 years away, you're not to the point where you're doing tests in humans at this point. Is that correct? So you're doing bench work to determine if it clots the same way human blood does?
Correct. Yeah. So we have a host of devices that are used clinically to treat patients, and some novel approaches. We'll be using microfluidics to test the efficacy of this product. And there will be some animal testing prior to moving into humans.
So then help me to understand, what do you do next? I mean, it sounds like you're getting close. You sound very, very confident that this is something that is coming along. But you talk about, you know, the artificial red cells and the artificial platelets. So do I understand then that those are closer than maybe hemoglobin or other parts of it might be?
Well, and that artificial red cell will include that need for hemoglobin and that oxygen carrying capacity. So we're really it. We're at the end stages of developing this product. So we have the artificial red cell, we have the artificial platelet, and we have lyophilized plasma. So we'll be able to, you know, this product will be able to both deliver oxygen and clot, and hopefully do so in a safe and efficacious manner.
Can you, and again, this is getting greedy, can you make it so that the artificial red blood cell might carry more oxygen than what a human blood cell could? Meaning if you've got a patient that desperately needs that in a trauma situation to get more oxygen to tissue, could you superload an artificial one like you couldn't do with a human cell?
Yeah, that's actually a really interesting point, and that's something that in development of this product, we'll be able to bring to the field, which is exactly as you're saying, cater this product. So sure, we could, titrate kind of the ratio of these individual components and what is needed for specific patients. So make an idealized synthetic blood for a trauma patient, make one maybe for a patient who's just had surgery, and so on and so forth, so that we can, you know, use precision medicine to treat bleeding in idealized ways. That is a fantastic goal that we are also working for in this effort.
See, that's the difference between Dr. Susan Shea and Rick Dayton. She uses words like titrate and I say supercharge. So, you know, I think I was trying to get to it, and I didn't have to know the right word, and I'm not going to pretend that I did. But Susan, this is absolutely fascinating. How long until this becomes something? I mean, I didn't know much at all about this before the last couple of days. How long until this becomes something that people are generally aware is happening?
Well, you know, that's what we hope you and the, you know, getting the word out about this study will help do. You know, we'd like to spread the word so that when we do get to the point of being able to put this into humans, that everyone is excited about it and aware and willing to participate.
Just fascinating.
But that really is around the corner, and we're really excited to undertake this effort at Pitt and UPMC.
Susan, thank you very, very much for sharing this. We're going to go ahead and put this up on social media channels, and I'm sure you all will be too. But congratulations on the breakthroughs that you have continued to make. And we're so glad that your journey from Georgia Tech and Washington University brought you to Pittsburgh to work on this kind of stuff. We are glad to have you here. So welcome to Pittsburgh, and keep up the great work at Pitt.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This is my pleasure.
Yeah, really, really cool stuff. Can you imagine making blood in a lab synthetically? And think about how that changes what happens. So many incredible innovations have been done here in Pittsburgh, and this is yet another one.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.